Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin, the halacha of Shvisa of a Yachid for Tchum Shabbos, as well as his Kalim, and going to 1,000 Amos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that each person on Shabbos is allowed to walk 2,000 Amos in all directions, north, south, east, and west, in addition to the Dalad Amos, or whatever place that he was Shavis, where he started off his Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains this is the constant Chalm Midrabanan. He says that Midraisa, a person is allowed to walk up to Yud Beis Mil, 12 mil, which is approximately 8 or 9 miles, somewhere between 7, 8, 9 miles on Shabbos, which is the shear of the Machne Yisrael, the Midbar, which was 12 mil long, and that's how far people were able to walk on Shabbos in the Midbar, walk the entire length of Machne Yisrael. The Pasuk says that means you can't walk out of the Machne Yisrael more than Yud Beis Mil. Some places can hold that even going more than Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos is only Drabbanan and not Daraisa, and is the Isra of Al-Yetzi, not to carry on Shabbos Mershus Lushus. Now, in any case, this 2,000 Amos, that's Drabbanan, starts after your 4 Amos, because the place where a person starts off is considered 4 Amos, and he has 2,000 Amos in every direction, over in the place that he was Shavis in. That means if he started Shabbos, the place is fenced in. We had more about this in the previous Simon Shin Sadivov. That's all considered like 4 Amos, and after the place that's fenced in, that's where his 2,000 Amos start. Now, Mechaber says in Sif Beis, you have somebody who starts with Shabbos in the valley, or for that matter in the desert, and he does not know his Tum Shabbos, does not know how to measure 2,000 Amos, so he can walk 2,000 steps, 2,000 average steps. The assumption is that a person's foot is half an amma long, and the amount of space between your 2 feet when you take a step is another half an amma. So every step is an amma. So now he can walk 2,000 steps. There must be 2,000 average steps. The Bir Lach explains that if he's a person with longer legs and bigger steps, then he has to take shorter steps. If he's a short person, a smaller person with smaller steps, it goes by the average person. The point is how to estimate the 2,000 ammas. Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about he has a tzarech, a reason to go somewhere on Shabbos, and therefore this measuring that he's doing with his feet is considered medida shel mitzvah. You know, usually not allowed to take measurements on Shabbos, but medida shel mitzvah purposes that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. This measurement of 2,000 amas doing with his feet is medida shel mitzvah if he has a tzarech, if he has a need to go somewhere on Shabbos. It's if Gimel the Mechaber says the same way a person himself cannot go on Shabbos and yomtiv more than 2,000 amas in every direction, so too his kalim, his property, and his behemoths cannot be brought more than 2,000 amas in each direction. That means they cannot go out of the tchum of the bailam. Wherever the owner's tchum is, that's how far their kalim and their behema are allowed to go. Now, there's not usually negeh on Shabbos because anyway, you can't carry someone's belongings on Shabbos. The Mechaber sticks in a Shabbos Yomtiv. This is more relevant on Yomtiv when you could carry out of the Erev that you cannot carry a person's kalim, which the verse says, or a person's peiris, his fruit, anything that belongs to a person, you cannot carry it out of the owner's tchum. Or the Mishnah Berurah says you can have a case on Shabbos, clothing a person wears. So this can be negeya. We have someone who lives in Lakewood and he goes to Brooklyn for Shabbos. So now his 2,000 amos are based on Brooklyn. Now you would not be allowed to go into his house on Shabbos and put on a raincoat and borrow the raincoat and wear it out of the house on Shabbos. Because once you're going out of the house or out of the Erev, you're going out of the Dalad Amos of that house, out of that Malkum. That's more than 2,000 amos from the place where the owner was Shabbos, because the owner was Shabbos in Brooklyn, not in Lakewood. However, if somebody's staying in the house for the whole Shabbos, it's so to speak borrowing the house, that might be better, and we'll deal with that, Bez Hashem, later on in the Siman. The Mechaber says, if the Bailam made an Erev, Erev Tchum, in one direction, to allow himself to walk further one direction, so now no one can carry his Kalim or his property in the other direction. Anywhere the Bailam cannot go, his property cannot be brought there either. Even if it's in the Tchum of the person who's bringing the Kalim, if it's not in the Tchum of the owner, the property cannot be brought there. The Mal says, look at Siman Shin Hey, they're discussing if you give a behem over to a guy in the place he might take it out of the Tchum. And over there, Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's brought down. Really, that's mutter. And even though Mishnah Berurah we say over there, there are those that are machmer, the olam is noig to yameko, you just can't tell the guy straight out to take your kalim out of the tchum on Shabbos. Sif Dal, the Mechaber says if someone gives his behemoth over to his son, it goes by the tchum of the father, not the son. If one of them made their tchum, the other one didn't, or they started off in different places, it goes by the father, the owner, not the son. Mishnah Berurah explains, it's normal for somebody to give his kalim over to his children, his behemoths over to his children. He does not really mean to give it over to the rishus. It should go by them. He's watching on behalf of the father. And therefore, even if he gives the behemoth over to his son before Shabbos, does not go by the son, it goes by the father. The son is watching on behalf of the father. Mishnah Berurah says that many poskim, rishonim and achronim, argue this psak, and they say the son is no different than anyone else, that if the father gave over to the son before Shabbos, or even if he gave it to him on Shabbos, but he gives it over to him on a regular basis, it's normal for the son to be the roya, the shepherd for this behemoth, then it goes by the son, and we'll see more about this halacha of a shepherd in the next sif in Sif Hei.